You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hello, Conrad. Thank you for serving as acolyte today. Hi, Gavin. Hi, Cameron. You want to come sit up here with us? What do you have there? Oh, some stickers of frogs. You like frogs, don't you? And some of our confirmands, Isabel and Rosalie and Gracie. Good morning, everybody. Are you guys excited for school to be out in just a few days? Yes, summer is coming and you get to sleep in and have some fun. Yeah? Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about communion this morning. So I don't know if you've noticed, but every once in a while in the last few weeks, we've been having bread again for communion and wine or grape juice. Now, we still have some of those self-contained elements that we need to use up, so we'll still have those from time to time. But I thought, you know, it's been a while since we've had bread on a regular basis, so I just wanted to tell you a couple of things. So when I am at the table and I pray over the wine and the bread, the presence of Jesus becomes a part of the wine and the bread, so that when we eat it and we drink it, we literally get to taste and drink God's love for us, and the presence of Jesus goes into us. And so that means that all over the bread, above it and under and within it, is the presence of Jesus, just like the wine. And so that means what we do with the bread once the bread has been blessed at the table is also really important, because the presence of Jesus stays a part of that bread. So a couple weeks ago, you probably saw that after I had given out communion, there were some crumbs of bread that fell on the floor, and I bent down to pick those up. And then after worship, I took those crumbs and put them out on the grass, because even in those crumbs is the presence of Jesus, and we want to be reverent and respectful and careful what we do with those crumbs, because Jesus' presence is a part of that. And so in that vein, I wanted to invite you that when we have bread, after worship is over, after we sing the last song, if there is still bread up here, you may come up and finish eating that bread. Because that, since that bread has been blessed and consecrated, we still have to be careful with what we do with it. So it either, two things can happen. It needs to be eaten, or we need to take it outside and put it back on the earth and back to creation. And the same with the wine. The wine has to either be consumed, we either have to drink it, or back here in the sacristy, there's a special sink where the drain goes directly into the earth, so that if we pour the wine down that sink, it doesn't just go into the sewer, but it goes back into the earth, because the presence of Jesus is a part of it. And the same is true with the water in the baptismal font. When we pray over that, Jesus' presence becomes a part of it. So we don't just pour it down a regular sink and let it go down to the sewer. We pour it down the drain in this special sink so it can go back to the earth. So I don't know if you guys knew that, but I thought it was kind of interesting. And really what I wanted to do was invite you after worship, anytime we have bread, I wanted to invite you to come up to the table and finish eating the bread. And then what doesn't get finished eating, we can take outside and put on the grass. How does that sound? Good? So will you come up after worship and get some extra bread? Okay. Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for each other. And thank you for the gift of communion. Help us to honor you and your presence that becomes a part of the bread and the wine with what we do during and after communion. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seats.